20 past 9. Now, here's a question. Who's the best sort of person to set up their own business? Someone with shed loads of qualifications, maybe? Someone who's been an employee for years and has seen all the mistakes that someone else has made? Or maybe someone like Richard Branson with massive self-confidence? Well, it's Small Business Advice Week, and one man who should know a few of the answers is James Khan, who is one of the dragons on the BBC's Dragon's Den.
James gets pretty angry when people overvalue or wrongly value the business.
Are these the kind of numbers that we just kind of take?
No, not at all.
I'm
no,
sure there's a lot of science to it.
I think he's a very astute businessman.
I think your numbers suck, and you're valuing this at £500,000. I think it's ridiculous.
But he's got a pretty harsh side, and rightly so.
Happy to do the 50,000. Straight equity, Peter. You've had your chance. Please let me finish now, yeah?
He does have a little nasty spot.
James, I thought we were friends.
No, Duncan, this is business.
James Khan joins us live at BBC Sussex. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. God, that was an interesting montage.
Yes, wasn't it? You do have a rough side. Do you think people who go into business have to be a little bit hard-nosed?
Not really. I mean, I think, you know, I suppose I'm described as a bit of a friendly dragon. So I think, you know, you've got to be firm but fair. I don't think it's just about, you know, being overly aggressive to be successful.
Mm. Now, the best person to set up their own business, what about, you know, loads of qualifications? Does that help?
I think what the Nectar Business Report shows, actually, that that's not necessarily the case. I mean, 41% of the people that were surveyed, you know, came from just local state schools. So that kind of illustrates that it's not just about having the top degrees. You got 17% are actually not educated beyond GCSE level. And I think if I look at myself, I left school at 16 with no qualifications. So I'm probably not a good example, actually.
I don't know. You see, I mean, there are some fairly big examples, you know, the sort of people who just go into business and seem to be able to make money right from the start. They just got the knack. I mean, that sounds like you, James.
I think that's that having a degree in the valley of hard knocks. I think when you start out, you know, clearly, you know, it's not easy. But I think if you've got desire, if you've got determination, and above all, you've got that idea that you really believe with in passion that says, you know, I'm going to make this work. So I think that sort of gut feeling, that drive, that motivation is clearly absolutely essential when you're thinking about starting your own business.
Okay, now what about someone like me? I mean, I've been an employee for nearly 30 years now with the BBC. God bless them for hanging on to me. But, I mean, is there hope for me? Could I tell the BBC, could I stick two fingers up the BBC and start a business? Because I haven't had any experience at doing all that sort of stuff.
Well, you know, funnily enough, in the report it says that most of the people that we, over 30% of the entrepreneurs, had actually worked for 21 years before starting a business. So you're absolutely prime now. In fact, I'm surprised that the Nexa Business Surveys didn't identify you specifically and say, have we got an opportunity for you?
It does need a degree of nerve, though. I mean, particularly in the current climate. I mean, for a start, getting money out of people is a real problem, isn't it?
I mean, it is. But I think, funnily enough, there are more businesses, I think, that start out in a recession than any other time, because I think there are more people genuinely thinking about, you know, doing their own thing. And I think one of the other thing that the report showed, which I thought was quite interesting, was a large amount of people surveyed said that it wasn't about making money that was driving them to being their own business. Actually, it was more about having the flexibility and the kind of lifestyle balance that kind of an employed environment, you know, doesn't give you.
Yes, I hear that absolutely. I think a lot of people who work for someone just see the other side of the fence and say, God, that looks good. I could stay in bed if I'm my own boss, but not for too many days. James, lovely to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for
coming
on.
Thank you. Take care.